The young Handel knew that if he wanted to be abreast of all that was happening in music, he needed to spend time in Italy. After all, this was the country where opera, oratorio and the cantata had been invented, and Italian composers were at the forefront of instrumental music too. So, for over 4 years, he spent time in Florence, Rome, Naples and Venice. But when he got to Rome, there was a problem. A papal decree had banned theatrical activity, so there was no opera. Pope Clement XI feared that watching opera would promote lascivious behaviour. Instead, he promoted the oratorio, works of a religious nature, without action, costume or scenery. But with typical Italian flamboyance, composers reacted by making oratorios increasingly dramatic. So it was in Rome that Handel was to write his first oratorio, Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno. It was also to be his last oratorio because 50 years later Handel revived it and had it translated into English as The Triumph of Time and Truth. The libretto is not from the Bible, but instead it was written by Cardinal Pamphili, a rich, influential patron of the arts who was a friend of Handel's. The message of this oratorio reminds me of the art form of the Vanitas, where earthly pleasures such as flowers, jewels, music and mirrors contrast with symbols of death. Such paintings are a stark reminder of the passing nature of earthly pleasures and vanities. In the case of Pamphili's libretto, beauty is nearly won over by the pursuit of pleasure, but eventually is converted to the reality of time, that beauty is a flower that blooms in a day and then dies. The final aria in this oratorio is an absolute treasure, and it was one of the arias which Marylise Gerber sang so exquisitely in the final concert of the recent Cape Town Baroque Festival. In this aria, beauty offers a meditation to the angels to acquire ultimate and lasting truth. The string accompaniment gives a steady, unchanging rhythm of detached quavers, rather resembling a heartbeat. On top of this, the violin and voice converse. The violinist who would have played this in the initial performance would have been none other than Corelli, who was the leader of Pamphili's orchestra. Here is the aria Tu del ciel ministro eletto from Il Trionfo del Tempo e il Disinganno by Handel. Soprano Sandrine Pao is accompanied by the Academy Byzantina under Stefano Montanari.
Thank you.
That was the aria Tu del Ciel Ministro Eletto from El Trionfo del Tempo El Disinganno by Handel. The soprano Sandrine Pao was accompanied by the Accademia Bizantina under Stefano Montanari.